Hello?
MJ.
Hello, Nina.
Hi.
How are we?
I'm good. So listen, can you please talk to Erica and Monica and tell them to stop offering the fob?
But what's going on with the fob? Because Yona told us,
So
would tell us to
no,
offer it.
so we have no, we have like a criteria for, like when we dealing with older caregivers, like in their late 50s, 60s, 70s, that struggle with the technology, with the phone, that's the only ones we prefer to get a fob to. We're not offering it to caregivers that is knowledgeable on how to use an app.
Got it, because that was never told to us. They just tell us, yeah, you can offer the file. And we're like,
Well,
okay.
Yona's really going to call you and direct it to you because we're having a problem with. The problem is we give them the fob, they attach it, they send a picture of it attached to a piece of furniture, and then all of a sudden they take the fob and it travels with them wherever they can go to clock in and out on their cell phone.
Oh, Lord.
So that's what we're experiencing. That's why we're having the problems with the caregiver we sent fobs to. All of a sudden the fob dropped and it broke. How did it break when it was attached to a piece of furniture? And then they request for another one. So that's the issue that we're having.
Okay, so I'll let the team know, because yeah,
So
because we need to know
that's
that.
another excuse of them getting the fob, and then they can still transport it and take it wherever they want to clock in and out.
Oh, Lord. I don't understand people.
Okay, so
No,
just
okay,
tell
so
them to pay
I'll
attention to the
inform the
birth
team.
date, you know, the criteria. Only older adults, caregivers, can be
Okay, so
offered
only
it.
the older. Got
Yep.
it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Will do. No problem.
All
Thank
right.
you, Nina.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay.